fun stuff I have got here. 10 stats and facts about Groundhog Day and 4 tips if you're feeling a little in a rut today. All coming up for you right here on, oh, Seth, you take it as long as you're here.
All right. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. A bigger-than-expected jump in jobs in January. Employers added 353,000 positions. Unemployment remained at 3.7%, just above a half-century low. Charles Lieberman at Advisors Capital Management.
Big gain in payroll employment, obviously. Underneath it all, the economy seems to be doing very, very well.
The FAA says a small plane reported engine failure before it slammed into a mobile home park in Clearwater, Florida last night. Fire and Rescue Chief Scott Ehlers.
I can confirm that we have several fatalities, both from the aircraft and within the mobile home.
The first of back-to-back atmospheric rivers has swamped parts of northern and southern California. CBS's Carter Evans is in L.A.
Oh, my God.
Torrential downpours dropped a month's worth of rain in a matter of hours. Water flooded homes and stores. Expensive and frustrating for residents. Residents and business owners.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is down to 4 options for redrawing the legislature's district maps. 2 experts hired by the court ruled out 2 sets of Republican-drawn maps yesterday. The experts did not endorse any of the versions still in play. Republican state lawmakers are moving through their latest $2 billion tax cut proposal. Democratic Senator Kelda Royce told a committee hearing yesterday the bills benefit too many people who already have plenty.
It troubles me that at a time when we are losing young families and we're losing our best and brightest and we've got brain drain, that we're not targeting that problem. We're instead focusing on folks who, you know, many of whom don't actually need the help.
Among other things, the bills would make retirement income tax-free and expand the state's second lowest tax bracket. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. In honor of National Energy Assistance Day this week, the Wisconsin Department of Administration and the Public Service Commission are sharing a reminder that the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, or WEAP, is available to help Wisconsin households with energy assistance and weatherization needs. WEAP is part of the state's comprehensive Home Energy Plus program, providing assistance with emergency energy needs and furnace repairs, conservation service, and weatherization for those that meet income eligibility. Eligibility is based on household income, household size, and energy costs. Households can apply online at energybenefitwi.gov, by phone at 1-800-506-5596, or visit energyandhousing.wi.gov to find out about available resources. There's no public skating at the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point on Saturday, February 3rd from noon to 1:45. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burns, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, DJ Hall, infielder, Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burns upset with the Brewers organization after during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock and got to see my wife before she fell asleep. So that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went. So that was fun, but like I say, you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 24 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 41 on Sunday. Sunny and warmer with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a good start to your day out there. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk a little Groundhog Day later, how to get out of that rut if you're in one, and some stats about Groundhog Day coming up for you. Some That Ain't Right stories all coming up as well. It's live radio. Who knows what fun we're going to have in this hour.
Yeah.
All kinds of good things going on. But I want to kick things off a little bit, talking a little entertainment.
Okay.
And got some good stuff going on here, but we're going to continue, actually, a little Groundhog Day talk.
Okay, let's do it.
Forget about the Super Bowl. The best ad campaign is actually running today. Now, speaking of Super Bowl ads and Super Bowl prop bets and those things, we're going to get into some of that on Monday and some of our shows next week. We'll be touching on some of those things as we get closer to the big game.
Sure.
But for today and for Groundhog Day, these ads are for Lay's potato chips, and they're a takeoff on the movie Groundhog Day, since it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, makes sense.
There are 8 of them, and they feature a guy stuck in a time loop where he keeps going up to the same grocery store cashier to buy Lay's chips, and the same thing keeps happening. The only difference is that each time, he has a different flavor.
Of course.
And to make it even more amazing, the customer is played by the great Stephen Tobolowsky, who was the annoying insurance and salesman Ned Reisner on the movie Groundhog Day.
Oh, okay. All right.
Famous actor, one of my favorite character actors, bald, glasses.
he plays usually a nebbish guy, yeah.
There are few actors I will say this about. I guarantee you've all seen him.
Oh, yes.
Everybody out there listening, I promise you have
seen this man. Yeah.
go out and look up Stephen if you don't believe me. And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. If you've seen Groundhog Day, of course, you've seen him.
You've seen him, yeah.
Yeah, he was great in Groundhog Day. He's great in that role, in that particular role, whatever the movie, whatever the TV
show.
He's
very good at it, yeah.
He's always so good at it. He's consistent. He's strong in his performance and just does a great job every time.
This is one of the good things about being typecast. You're always working.
Yeah.
Because they always need a guy like that, right? You always need one of those guys.
My whole life has been, as an actor, has been about don't let them type me. Be so good at everything that they can't type me. And it turns out, I think I killed my career by doing that.
Type me, please. Yeah, I'm working. I want to work.
Yeah, that's the reason I don't have a career. Yeah, that's it. Nothing to do with the nose. Nothing to do with that. It's a fun idea and a good idea. Good on Lay's and him. And I think that's a fun idea. I think they could have been a little more creative with it, but, you know, 8 different ads. It's
a commercial, you know. Yeah.
Looking at what's new on your small screen this weekend, I am so jacked about this. Right premiering tonight on Amazon, the series premiere of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, starring Donald Glover and Maya Erskine as spies who are assigned to go undercover as a married couple and then develop real feelings for each other.
Okay.
Based on, of course, the 2005 movie, which of course was based on another movie.
An older movie from the 50s, I think. Yes.
This is a modern telling of this. I think the big difference to me is Donald Glover. He's my favorite. Since Rob Williams passed away, he's like on my number one list of people I would love to work with.
Cool.
And we haven't seen him do anything in a little while. This is going to be exciting. This is going to be pretty good.
I'm sure he's busy doing all kinds of stuff, man.
Maya Erskine is great. Such a good actor. She, like, the two of them have incredible chemistry, even in the trailers. So it looks really good.
There you go.
Tonight on CBS, The Price is Right at night. Did you hear about Drew Carey? Talking about The Price is Right.
No.
I don't know if it was in an interview. No, it was on the show. He was talking about, he improvs sometimes, and it's part of what makes him good at the job. But the producers in CBS got mad at him because he was like, I guess the ratings have been down.
Oh.
And they've been, apparently that he's been taking some heat from this. And he just said, basically, don't let the show get canceled while I'm hosting. Don't let it be because of me. That kind of thing. I don't know. That was kind of interesting. Tonight on CMT at 9:00, Dustin Lynch performs on CMT Campfire Sessions.
It's a very popular show, that Campfire Sessions.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Tonight on Netflix, Orion and the Dark, an animated movie about a boy who learns to face his fears with the help of a giant smiling creature named Dark. Jacob Tremblay, Angela Bassett do the voices in this one.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
A fun kids movie.
Yeah.
I like the idea of kids movies focusing when they can on things like this.
Yeah.
Like, almost every kid grows up afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
You know, the subjects like that, that are so, like, you know, no matter where you're growing up, what kind of, you know, creed, race, religion, right, whatever, every kid deals with these things.
And maybe you'll just learn something on the way.
Yeah. A really big one premiering tonight on Paramount, The Tiger's Apprentice, an animated movie about a boy who learns he's part of a long line of magical guardians and trained by the 12 animal warriors of the Zodiac to protect humanity.
Ooh.
This one's getting a lot of credit for its touches on the Zodiac and culture.
The Chinese Zodiac,
yes,
to be specific.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
And it's interesting. I haven't heard this happen much. Paramount, okay, we want to play it safe. We're going to release this right on our own network. Mm-hmm. They're taking some, they're kind of second guessing that because apparently it's getting so much press that they could have actually released it in theaters.
The theaters, right.
Especially, they don't have the competition this week that they thought they were going to.
No.
So this is kind of like, they still could, you know, I suppose, release it in theaters like some movies do, but it would.
Limited release, yeah.
Wouldn't do very well.
Probably.
So they're kind of hoping that this will boast the Paramount Plus, streaming service.
Jeez.
And on Peacock tonight, Bosco, starring Audrey Joseph, is an inmate who escapes. Thomas Jane, Theo Rossi, Tyrese Gibson, also in this one. Big cast.
Yes.
And tomorrow on Comedy Central, it just says on comedy. I think they mean on Comedy Central, I think. I'm guessing. I don't know. But, at 7 o'clock on Comedy Central tomorrow, the stand-up special, Jeff Dunham, I'm with Cupid.
Oh, good old Jeff Dunham.
Yeah. And he's steak. NBC, Saturday Night Live, A.O. Elderly hosts Saturday Night Live. Jennifer Lopez is the musical guest. The Pro Bowl is this Sunday on ABC and ESPN at 3 o'clock. And, of course, on Sunday, the Grammys, the 66th annual Grammys. Trevor Noah is your host. Billie Eilish, Billy Joel, Bernard Boy, Dua Lipa, Joni Mitchell, Luke Combs, SZA, Travis Scott, U2, all going to be performing.
That's a list.
Whew, yeah.
You know what they should do? They should find a way to combine the Pro Bowl and the Grammys. See, you get the best of both worlds, man. Figure out a way to do that, okay? That's what I'm looking for. Why not?
I just had a picture in my head of an old artist. I can, like, Willie Nelson or somebody like that, just going out to catch a pass, and some linebacker coming in, like,
throw here, catch this Grammy, I'm gonna throw it to you.
Yeah.
Go deep.
And Willie doing like a juke move and like getting out of the way. Yeah, I like that. I think you might be onto something.
Okay.
Actually, I think you might actually be onto something.
Let's try it. No,
new in theaters this weekend. Only a couple of movies, which is, again, why, there's only one big movie being widely released.
Yep.
And that's Argylle.
Argylle.
We talked about this a little bit before.
I know that's based on a book or a book series, mm-hmm, but I have no idea about it at all. I have no clue what it's about.
Well, and it gets kind of confusing because I think it is based on a book series, but the movie is also based on a book series. You know, they tell you that it's based on a book.
Yeah. Oh, because, like, I think that it's about a writer who invents a character in the book. Yeah. So.
She invents a character in situations that become actual real life things. She uncovers real life plots, and they think that she knows something when she really doesn't.
Yeah.
Bryce Dallas Howard plays the reclusive author.
I like her a lot.
She's great. Bryan Cranston playing a villain. Henry Cavill and John Cena doing their thing, and the great, the legend, Sam Rockwell is the lead in this, along with Bryce Dallas Howard.
Wow, those are two. I mean, Sam Rockwell is just so good. He is just amazing.
He's one of my top 20s. In my top 20. He's one of my favorite actors.
Just fabulous.
Dua Lipa, Samuel Jackson, and Catherine O'Hara also in this one.
Wow.
Yeah, big cast.
Oof.
You can tell by the budget. it's a big budget on that
See
one.
See if it just crashes and burns.
And as we're wrapping up our entertainment section, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Remind everybody that our Silver Foxes have the Golden Age of Radio coming up.
Woo!
Tickets are on sale now for the next Silver Foxes production, February 22nd at 2, the 23rd at 6, and the 24th at 2. You can catch this great show. Enjoy our friends over at the Silver Foxes. Get your tickets right now at mm-hmm. wrctheater.com. WRCTheater.org, WRCTheater.org. And, of course, the winter production of The Glass Menagerie is going strong. You guys are hard into the rehearsal process right now. You, along with your great partner in crime, Beth, tag-teaming this play together. How has that been going, Seth? How is this week of rehearsals?
I'm not nervous. Why did you say I'm nervous, James? Who said I was nervous?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Everything's going well. Every time you put together a stage show, especially the one we're doing, there's going to be things that pop up, usually with scheduling kind of things. So we haven't been able to film our bits yet. Monday is the big day when we're going to be able to get everything together for that. So, but otherwise, things have been going great. The cast is just, they're amazing.
They're
so good. We've got, just some new people. We've got some old favorites, people you've seen before. And a great mix, great chemistry with this group. And I can't say enough about it. And the behind the scenes people, Jim, our production manager, has been doing great. Pete, of course, the set guy, set builder, who's amazing, who can do anything you need. They've put together at a platform that spins. One side is the inside of the house. One side is a fire escape. Yes, everybody. Yeah. It is amazing.
Pete was so excited to talk about that. We were talking about it in the middle. We're in the middle of Walmart. Both him and I are doing other things, and we couldn't stop talking about it. He's very excited.
It's an amazing, amazing experience so far, and I can't wait to keep moving on it.
I was talking to one of my teachers that I work along with, and I know how big of a fan she is of Tennessee Williams, and I brought this up with her. And her jaw dropped when I told her that not only we were doing The Glass Menagerie and that your impressions and the way you were going to be doing it and everything. And I do believe that her and her husband are going to come up and see the show.
Oh, wow.
She said she already got tickets. She said she already got tickets for it.
Okay, no pressure. No pressure at all.
It's exciting to be able to reimagine something, and not just that, but as we've touched on, and we'll touch on deeper in a future director's cut episode. This is a kind of full circle for you with this show, with this character, this play.
It is, and I even came across the poster I was on for the thing. It's 14 years ago.
Wow.
Can't believe it was 14 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
We're excited about this one. The Glass Menagerie premieres March 1st. Get your tickets at WRCTheater.org, WRCTheater.org. We encourage you to do that right now. Go do it. We will take a quick commercial break so you can go ahead and get your tickets. And we'll come back and we'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
To everyone who craves a handcrafted treat, let our team member Sephora tell you about a Culver's favorite.
We make our thick and creamy fresh frozen custard in small batches all throughout the day. And we mean all day, every day. From our supremely rich shakes and concrete mixers to our freshly scooped dishes and cones, we handcraft every bite to pure perfection.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fresh frozen custard.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist
meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with a few pockets of sunshine possible. Otherwise, just a smidge cooler as highs hit the upper 30s. But still, that's above average for early February. Patchy fog builds in overnight, dense at times, and also freezing to some surfaces too. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you on a Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
For those that didn't hear, we got spring coming early.
We do.
Yep. Didn't see a shadow. Oxitani.
We've had winter, I guess.
Yeah. Technically.
Technically.
I suppose we have.
Yeah.
And we got a few stats and facts to help celebrate Groundhog Day. Let's go ahead and dive right into this one. First, don't put too much stock into Punxsutawney Phil's prediction. He's been making them since 1886, and he has only been right about 39% of the time. So you'd be better off flipping a coin, which is a little more
even
accurate.
Better. Yeah, exactly.
A little more accurate than that. But a coin isn't as furry and fun
and cute and and groundhoggy.
A coin also can't bite you.
As the mayor of Sun Prairie found out a couple of years ago. Yes.
Still, 4% of people believe Phil is always 100% right.
What?
4%. And the Groundhog Club claims he's never wrong.
Oh, yeah.
They say it's their fault for misinterpreting his language, groundhoggies.
Oh, they're taking the whole online diet thing.
Yeah.
No, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. That's why it's not working.
I agree with them. I actually agree with
you
them.
You do?
Yep. I'm not even doing this as a joke. I completely agree with them. We're misunderstanding Phil and what he's trying to tell us.
Okay.
And the Phils before him have been trying to tell us for years. I don't know what you guys are talking about. What? I don't get weather. I don't get temperatures. I don't get any of this stuff. I don't know what Groundhog Day is.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking. Why are you bothering me every year asking me about this weather thing?
Oh, man.
I didn't go to meteorological school. Yeah. I don't know any of this. So I think we are misunderstanding him because he's been trying to tell us for years, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
This is not my thing.
Do not take my word for it.
Yeah. Last year was the third straight year Phil spotted his shadow, signaling six more weeks of winter. That's the usual prediction.
Mm-hmm.
That Phil, he spots his shadow. So this year, a little different that he didn't.
Right.
Coming into today, he had seen his shadow 107 times plus one partial shadow in 1942.
What's a partial shadow?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm very curious about it. I got to look that up. He's only said no shadow 19 times that we know of. There are 10 years where there's no record.
The mystery. I was going to say, is there a conspiracy?
Yes, absolutely.
He predicted something completely off the charts. Yeah. Is that what it was?
He predicted, I don't know what I'm talking about. They used to eat Phil.
What? Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Whoa. They used to eat Phil after he made his prediction, which is not cool. They served him up after the first official Groundhog Day back in the 1880s, and they stopped doing this.
Wow. They used to eat anything back then, man.
Yeah.
They would eat anything back then.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm a big believer in waste not want. I believe in that. I feel like there's certain times in life, though, where you can go ahead.
Just let it lay there. Yeah. Just let it stay where it is. I'm with you.
I mean, it's cruel enough. You're waking this groundhog up out of its slumber, out of its hibernation and all that. You're doing something that this animal is not part of its natural order, its natural day. And then you eat it? I'm like, come on. That's taking things a little too far.
That does seem
a little harsh. Man, we better hope groundhogs never take over.
Yeah.
Better hope groundhogs never take over.
Apparently, groundhogs don't taste very good either because it did not become a thing.
Imagine if groundhogs got power and they started doing this to us.
Oh, we're in trouble.
Drag a human out on February 2nd. You see your shadow, Bob? Did you, Bob? Get back in your hole, Bob. Oh, Bob bit me.
Bob bit me. A human bit me.
Despite the fact officials at Groundhog Club claim he's immortal, he supposedly drinks something called the Elixir of Life every summer, and they've been using the same groundhog for all these years.
I don't know. They've discovered the elixir of eternal youth, and they're not sharing it with anybody. They're just giving it to a groundhog.
They're using it on a groundhog.
Man, you guys.
Phil has a wife. Her name is Phyllis. They have never had kids. The Groundhog Club says that she doesn't drink the elixir of life and isn't immortal. That doesn't make any darn sense.
That sounds horrible.
That sounds very horrible. What are you doing to this? That's not right. That ain't right.
What is their theology? I guess I don't understand.
In all seriousness, and take a drink of your coffee every time I'm serious. Every time I take a funny situation, make it serious. You can go ahead and take a drink of your coffee. If PETA really wanted to make an impact and really actually meant what they're talking about and really did care about animals as much as they say they do, the way to really work with the Groundhog Club or anybody on this subject is, I think, to work with this, quote, Groundhog Club and get them to stop doing these kind of things. Be more real about it. Talk about the actual animal. Talk about groundhogs.
Yeah.
Spread awareness about groundhogs. And groundhogs are not immortal. Like, obviously, I'm pretty sure we all know that. I'm pretty sure that the tongue-in-cheek joke of this
is
part of what makes this a problem. And part of why people like PETA and a lot of organizations like that come out of the woodworks.
Yep.
Because you're turning this real, living, breathing thing into a cartoon character.
Right.
And that's not good. That's not good for any of us. It's certainly not good for the groundhog.
Right. And I get it that I'm sure that if we, you know, talk to the Groundhog Club, whatever they're called, it's like, you know, it's for fun. You know, we're just doing it for fun and kind of things. Well, I get it where they're coming from, but at the same time, yeah, you don't need to bother a ground. There's how many different ways can we do this without, you know, actually doing it with a live, poor live groundhog who doesn't really need to do this?
You want to keep the tradition. You want to keep doing it. Fine. But evolve a little bit, adapt it a little bit, and make this an opportunity to raise awareness about this animal.
Do it.
And attention to this animal.
Right.
We don't need PETA. We can do these things ourselves.
Yeah.
The majority of this stuff is self-inflicted wounds anyway
that we could
fix.
Yeah.
During Prohibition, Phil threatened to take drastic action. He said that if they didn't let him have a drink, he'd impose 60 more weeks of winter.
Oh, come on now.
That's funny.
See, now he does have godlike powers. I mean, getting out of hand.
The Gobbler's Knob event attracts thousands of people. The record was around 40,000 in 2020. Then the next year it was zero due to, you know, COVID and everything.
The biggest drop-off in history. Yeah, I love that.
Before the Bill Murray movie came out 30 years ago, only around 2,000 people showed up.
Really?
Yeah. The movie really did make a big impact on the actual day of Groundhog Day.
So we can blame Bill Murray.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Which is actually pretty easy to do.
Other cities have their own local groundhogs and other animals who predict the weather. The Groundhog Club considers them imposters. I found the Groundhog Club imposters.
Yes.
There is Shubacabri Sam in Nova Scotia, Canada. Lucy the Lobster in Nova Scotia.
Wait. A lobster?
Yeah, they got a lobster.
Okay. Wow.
There's Weirton Willie in Ontario, Canada. Manitoba Merv in Manitoba.
Okay, a lot of Canadian things going on here. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't realize they all had things that predicted weather, too.
Let's see here. There were some other ones, too, I wanted to get to. There is Foo Foo the Hedgehog in Oregon. Clutatawny Henrietta the Chicken in New York.
Oh, brother.
Pigs a Penny the Squirrel in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Scramble the Duck in Connecticut.
Scramble the Duck.
I don't know why that got me.
That's a good name, though. I like that name. Yeah.
I like that name.
For a duck, though? That's a little weird.
Yeah, it's a weird name for a duck, but I love that name for an animal. I don't know why, but Scramble is a great name for an animal.
Oh, Madison is listening to this.
I am really sleep-deprived because that
he's
got
getting
me.
He's getting loony here.
I really... Scramble's a great name. A town in New Jersey has used a stuffed animal groundhog.
See, now that There you go.
Kind of like
better.
That.
That's kinda better. Like that. You can even make it weird animatronic and creepy.
Oh,
now, that would be
fun. Lord knows we're not using those things, so might as well use some of those animatronic machines.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jimmy the Groundhog right here in Wisconsin, in Canary Square. He did not see his shadow at sunrise. That means we should see an early spring.
All right.
Jimmy wrote, I am pleased to have so many of my loyal supporters here today to hear my forecast for the remainder of the winter of
23-24. You know.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with a animal that tells the weather. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get myself a donkey and I'm just going to call him Jack.
Oh,
so okay. So everyone can find out what Jackass wanted the weather to be. Hey, what did Jackass tell us?
Oh, that was priceless. Oh, that was good. I want to go right to break. I just want to go right to break. I want to drop the mic and go right to break. A groundhog known as Milltown Mel was the headliner in central New Jersey, but he passed away a couple of years ago, right before Groundhog Day.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Winter will never end.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. And local festivities have been canceled again this year because they haven't been able to find a suitable replacement. They say they will bring the tradition back once they can find a groundhog with or without experience in meteorology.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Going to be waiting a while.
Going to be waiting.
Going to be waiting a while.
Just a tad bit.
And
of course, it's New Jersey.
It's, of course.
the only state without one. There's no ground. They all moved out of New Jersey, so that's why. They can't find one.
I do not want to be responsible for putting groundhogs out of work, but I do believe we have gotten this wrong all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Groundhogs, I do believe, and I'm a city boy, but I do believe they hibernate in the winter, like many animals do.
They do. A lot of mammals do, yep.
It's never made sense to me to bother an animal that is literally trying to survive and sleep at everything in the winter. Now, penguins...
Ooh.
Penguins up and around, bopping around in the winter.
They like the cold. Well, I don't know if they like the cold, but they can survive just fine in the cold.
I understand that being on the Penguin Council, that my opinion on this might be a little skewed, but it doesn't mean I'm wrong. Penguins, I think that penguins, we should have penguins doing this.
That's not a bad idea. My recommendation, if they want a hibernating animal, let's do bears.
Yes,
I think they should be forced to wake up bears from hibernation.
20,000 people standing, waiting for this bear to come out of a cave, and then just standing there. Okay, bears on shadow, bears on shadow, go.
Just one guy running out.
Every
I love
year,
it.
Every year. It's just, it's just that every year.
Run.
And the annual running of the bears. And one year just that went on.
One year.
Ended,
that
ended,
was it.
Ended after 1 year.
And the bear ate them.
We'll be back after our local and state news right here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters will decide 99 school spending referendums this spring. 10 of the questions are on ballots in February, and 89 are on the April ballots. State School Superintendent Jill Underlie tweets, the sheer number of referenda in recent years is proof Wisconsin public schools are underfunded. People in rural Wisconsin are urged to learn CPR. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, and many people in small communities live a long drive from a doctor's help. Chrissy Meyer is with the American Heart Association.
Making sure that individuals, when faced with a cardiac emergency, know exactly what to do to help save the life of most likely a loved one is so important.
February is American Heart Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The results of the Wood County Community Health Assessment are in. The survey happens every 3 years to get feedback from the community on what you feel are important issues in the county.
And this is all from folks out in the community, not just us looking at like secondary data or just what we see. It's really getting the voice from the community members.
That's Nikki Lucht, Community Health Planner at the Wood County Health Department. She said the county joins forces with Aspirus and Marshfield Clinic to complete this survey.
Have a joint effort in doing that survey instead of all three of us doing our own separate surveys and over-serving the community, trying not to duplicate efforts.
The survey results will be used to create the community health improvement plan.
So that's where we create the different objectives and activities that we as a health department and then the hospital systems also will work on in the community for the next 3 years.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burns, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for left-handed pitcher DJ Hall, infielder Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burns upset with the Brewers organization after during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock and got to see my wife before she fell asleep. So that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went. That was fun, but like I say, you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 on locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with a few pockets of sunshine possible. Otherwise, just a smidge cooler as highs hit the upper 30s. But still, that's above average for early February. Patchy fog builds in overnight, dense at times, and also freezing to some surfaces too. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. And as if we didn't already share a brain, apparently we both do the same thing when that song comes on.
Air organ. James is getting really good at the air keyboards. I've watched him. He's getting good.
I've been working at this.
Yeah.
I even changed keys. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We got some fun stuff lined up for you. Before the end of the hour, we're going to get into the weirdest things patients have brought to the ER.
Oh, dear.
That could be wild one.
That could be wild.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. But we were just talking about facts about Groundhog Day and Groundhog Day in general throughout the show today. And Groundhog Day is certainly a fun holiday for the most part, except for maybe the groundhog. But this... it's the time of year that we're focusing on with this particular point of the segment here.
Right.
Because January can be a bit of a letdown after the holiday marathon we go through.
Of course.
And there is something called Blue January that people deal with and that. Mm-hmm. Many people also, on the other side of that, while they don't struggle in January, it's February that hits them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they hit the ground running in January and they're feeling pretty good about it. I'm going to take on winter. I can handle this. I don't need that vitamin D. I can, I'll be all right without the sun and all this. And then February hits. And it's like, God, you don't see an end in sight.
Yeah.
It gets to be a bit much in that. So first off, most importantly, you deserve good mental health.
Yes.
I don't know you. I don't know everybody out there listening, but I know that much. Mm-hmm. I know that everybody out there deserves that.
Yes.
Whether it's our friends over at Family Natural Foods, it's talking to your doctor, it's talking to your loved ones. Pay attention to yourself. You know yourself better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You feel some of this stuff happening. It's no different than a cold. try to catch it when you get it early.
Yeah.
And try to work on it early.
Yep.
I have dealt with this my whole life, and I will tell you that that is one of the best things you can do.
Yes.
Second you start noticing these things, start attacking them. Start approaching yep. them. Defend yourself. Fight for yourself. Your brain, while it is your best friend, it can also be your worst enemy.
Yes, both.
And oftentimes we don't remember that we're in charge. We are in charge. We get to decide these things. Mm-hmm. And you can decide if you want to break these things. It doesn't mean you can just snap your fingers and automatically be in a good mood. Mm-hmm. But you can snap your fingers and take action to work on that.
Indeed.
Here are four tips if you've been feeling a little stuck in a rut lately.
Okay.
Stay active. It's tougher in cold winter months, but it's so important for both our physical and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it means going to the gym, or it means even having your own personal gym, or like a lot of people do, they take walks in the winter. It's a lot of different things you can do to stay active, even in your own home or in your own neighborhood.
You do like I did last night and went to the basement and moved a whole bunch of stuff around.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That actually a decent amount of exercise with that.
And mental health wise, I think that it's part of the reason why we've seen a rise in board games, a rise Sudoku and a lot of those kind of things.
Right. You know, and you know, physically active is one thing too, but mentally active, don't just, you know, binge TV all the time. Do other things. Keep your mind going, like you were just mentioned, you know, board games, puzzles, all those kinds of things.
Stay structured. Oh, I'm sorry. Stay connected. We'll get to the structure part. Talk about having structure.
Yeah.
A segment can use a little structure. Stay connected. Getting regular FaceTime with friends and family helps us feel more connected.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also be less likely to miss out on important events and milestones.
Yep.
And even if you have to connect from a distance through Zoom or social media, it's better than nothing.
It's something. And there's a lot to be said for that. So, yeah, I'm with them there 100%.
I wouldn't have believed this until I actually started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have thought it. I wouldn't have felt it. But in recent years, it's made a huge impact.
Well, and one of those things to think about with all of this as we're going through, and like, you know, you opened up the segment with, you know, mental health. Know when you're doing that. It's okay, because a lot of times, and this is maybe just a personal thing with me, but maybe a few people are like that. After you do something like that, you meet with someone, you feel better, and then you feel kind of sheepish for the way you felt before.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. You know, as long as you know, because you're like, oh, doom gloom, and then you do something, you're like, why was I feeling like that?
Mm,
you know, it was such an easy fix. Well, sometimes you can get, and that's part of the rut thing I think we're talking about right now. It's easy to get in those.
It can be so hard to just reach out.
Yeah.
You know, it can be difficult to do that. I come from a family of that's notorious for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on my mother's side. And every one of them, including my mother, beat themselves up about this.
Right.
You know, which, again, it just doesn't make anything any better.
You know, and my family's very similar in a lot of ways, you know. And I think part of it's where we're, you know, Midwest. That tends to happen more, I think, than in other parts of the country.
Yeah. It takes a lot. But So especially with the stuff, yesterday with Mark Zuckerberg being in front of Congress and the people that came out to protest that and protest Facebook. And I get that. I understand that. And there is a lot of evil about social medias and stuff. But some of the things that they've afforded us also, you got to take some of the good with the bad.
You
with
do.
This. When my dad was in the hospital with COVID and we did not know if he was going to come home, we were able to talk to him on Facebook Messenger. The last time I spoke with my papa was on Facebook Messenger.
Yep.
Like, this stuff does actually matter. It does help.
The technology itself is not the issue.
Right.
It's how we use it.
Yes.
And that's always the question that we need to ask.
And it definitely was better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Those situations. Yep. I would take that every day. I'll remember it the rest of my life.
Exactly.
And now here's to stay structured or unstructured. Certain daily habits like getting to bed on time, having a regular meal schedule, and exercising helps us stay focused. But it's also important to have some unstructured time in your day for variety. Mm-hmm. Maybe reading one day, watching Netflix another day, doing something creative the next day.
Nice. I like that idea.
Change it up a little bit while also having some structure.
Yeah, because again, you can get caught up in the routines too much. And like, and then you really get yourself into a rut. Change it up a little bit. That's a good idea. I like that.
And stay informed to a point. It's almost impossible to lock away from all bad news on our phones every day. It's good to be informed of current events, but it's also crucial to be mindful of your overall news and social media consumption. I talk about this all the time. I start out my day. I hit all the major news sources. I check everything. I double check everything. And then one more time, I triple check stuff, especially the important things. I go to multiple different sources and I go to different outlets, even ones that I don't agree with.
Yep.
I make sure to check those. By the end of this, I'm in a pretty bad spot mentally. And I've got like 20 minutes before I do a morning show. And I can't do this show in a bad mood. That's not fair to the audience. It's not fair to my coworkers. I got to be in a better mood. So I look for a palate cleanser. And almost every morning I will watch a clip from The Simpsons, or I will see, you know, two animals that shouldn't be together, you know, a bear and a dog hanging out, or those kind of things. Whatever it takes to make, whatever your palate cleanser is, have that waiting for you in the day. Have that locked, stock, and ready to go. It's not only good for with news and these things, but just life in general, winter in general.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, we've talked about it so much on this show and other show. You know, the 24-hour news cycle and everything. Mm-hmm. You don't have to stay up every little second. You don't.
Yeah,
the world is still going to go. The world is still going to turn. Every little what they call breaking news. It doesn't mean that you have to stop everything and look and read and do all that kind of stuff. No. You it's fine. It's fine, okay? You can let it go. You can just let it go for a little while, and you'll be fine. Everyone, your family will be fine. You're good.
Keep a couple things in mind, not only this year, but going forward here. We have more in common than not. Mm-hmm. We need each other. Mm-hmm. We need each other. Mm-hmm. And that means the people that you don't always see eye to eye with.
Yep.
And that whether it is the news or it is politicians or anybody else that may try to divide us or try to separate or anything like that, that we decide these things. Mm-hmm. We are in charge. We are in charge of these politicians.
Yes.
We are in charge of the news.
That's the idea.
If you want credit, proof of that, stop watching.
Yeah.
Stop watching and see what happens to the news. Because it is this way because we continue to watch. We continue to take it in. And advertisers know this. And advertisers continue to do that. The news is run by advertisers now.
Yeah. No bones about it. We should know where it's coming from. Yeah.
If you want these things to change, we have control of that. Mm-hmm. We are the ones that vote these politicians in. If you don't like what they're doing, kick them out. Mm-hmm. If you don't think they're doing their job, kick them out. I have Representative Krug on a little bit, and Scott and I are friends. We get along. But I have told him face-to-face as much as on the air, you're not doing your job, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do this more. And unfortunately, we've got to do that now. There is no, well, we'll get around to this, or, oh, we'll wait on this, or anything like that. These are changes, and these are things we've got to adapt to now.
We should have been doing for a long time, to be honest.
We have gone way too far to the other side of divisiveness.
Yeah.
And those voices are not, we're talking about a very tiny part of our population that is trying to divide us, and it wins. It succeeds. Mm-hmm. Every political cycle. Let's prove the rest of the world wrong. Let's prove these naysayers wrong, these haters wrong. Let's show them that we can go into the voting booth and vote for two different people and come out of it and not treat each other like jerks.
Yeah.
Like, and get along.
Get along.
Like, and for whatever it's worth, just my two cents here, nobody cares who you're voting for. Nobody.
No.
If somebody cares who you're voting for, I worry about what that person's got going on. I wish I had the time in my day to be able to worry about what strangers are doing with their vote.
That's on them. That's not on you.
That's on them.
That's on them.
That's their choice.
Yep.
That's their vote. Take care of your own backyard.
Yep.
Worry about your own self. And quit treating politics like it's a sports team. It's not a sports team, man. This is done with that. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
If you have to wrap yourself into your political party because you have nothing else, like, grow a personality. Get a personality. Get a hobby, damn it.
I think, you know what? I bet you there are people in your life that love you. Yeah. They want to spend time with you.
Yeah.
And they don't care mm-hmm. who you're voting for, what political views you have. They're just reach out to them.
I could genuinely say from my deepest part of my heart that I care about every person out there that is listening. Mm-hmm. I genuinely care about you. I truly do. But I give a dang less about who you're voting for.
Absolutely.
Couldn't care less. Just as long as you are voting and you are informed, that's all I need to know.
There you
go. I don't even need to know that. That's even your business. And have some, I don't know, have some perspective. Treat each other good. Be good to yourselves out there. And stick around because we'll come back with some more fun on the morning. Well, we will start the fun. That segment, maybe not as
much. Is that more fun?
More fun, yeah. Something like that coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
We all make resolutions this time of year. And let's face it, most of them won't stick. But here's one that's not only easy to keep, but will help you feel healthier all year long. Navage. Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief by washing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. This time of year, when everyone is sick, Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat, without drugs. This New Year's, resolve to use drug-free Navage to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with a few pockets of sunshine possible. Otherwise, just a smidge cooler as highs hit the upper 30s. But still, that's above average for early February. Patchy fog builds in overnight, dense at times, and also freezing to some surfaces too. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Little living color to play us in. Seth and James here with you, taking to the top of the hour. Fun stuff lined up for you, getting to some good stories. That ain't right stories. Plenty of things coming up for you right here. We're going to get into that weirdest things patients have brought to the ER on Monday.
Oh, okay.
We'll have more time for
Sounds
it there.
Good.
I want to stretch our legs and have some fun with that one. That could be quite the interesting topic.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I do want to spend this segment talking a little bit more good stories of the day. We don't really have any that ain't right stuff for you. We kind of got that out earlier.
I think we had plenty of that ain't right stuff today. Kinda, I think we're good.
Felt like we did.
Yeah.
On Monday, we are going to be talking a bit about prop bets for the Super Bowl and some other Super Bowl things, but I wanted to get to this that could possibly be a that ain't right story.
Oh, okay.
On Super Bowl Sunday, you can always bet on the boring stuff of that, but then there is this. There are crazier prop bets going on for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
There's apparently a 0.1% chance that aliens will invade Las Vegas, leaving the game to end in a tie. So you can make big money on that one.
You'd make a whole bunch of money on that one. Right? You could just bet a buck on that, and you would just clean up, man.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd be able to collect it.
No.
Given the fact that aliens would have landed and all that.
Yeah. Depends on what kind of currency they use, I guess. You
it's
know.
Your money. Bet how you're going to bet. How about this one? The Chiefs win. Taylor accompanies the team to the White House, where she endorses President Biden and sniffs her hair. Bovada says there's a 2% chance of that. Or how about the Chiefs win and Travis and Taylor announce they're expecting a baby?
Oh, well, that one may be a little more.
Well, there's a 4.8% chance.
See, now
that
one might be a little. Yeah,
there's a higher chance.
Higher chance, yeah.
How likely do you think it is that the Niners will be leading at half and then Usher will invite Taylor on stage? And they perform.
A lot of these have Taylor in it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Zero performance chance on that one. And here's the one that's kind of normal compared to the rest, but still pretty unlikely. Either quarterback catches one of his own passes, there's a 1.3% chance on that.
Ooh, man. I love it when that happens, by the way. I know it's so rare, but I love it when that happens.
I'm pretty sure that was Brett Favre's first completion as a quarterback. It was to himself. I'm pretty sure. I think you can look that one
like
up.
Like I said, it's rare. It does happen, though.
It does seem to happen every once in a while.
I got a one for you.
Okay.
I want to see, because I don't know if they've done this, where your quarterback... Well, neither Brock Purdy or Pat Mahomes are known really for their, their. Patrick Mahomes, he's nimble. You know, he's a mobile quarterback, but he's not known for running that much. Mm-hmm. I want to see him line up as a split out. As a split wide.
Yeah.
Because Randall Cunningham used to do that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And that was so cool.
Oh, it was so cool.
That was so cool.
You're right, both of them have shown some legs in the playoffs. Ooh,
that's true.
Especially last week with Purdy.
Yeah, he was really showing off the wheels there.
The idea of him being a game manager, not many game managers do what he did last Sunday.
No, but that comeback, no.
Yeah. Let's get to some good stories of the day.
All right. Before
we do that, I want to get in our local stuff. And today, during Midday Magazine, our last one of the week, we got a great one for you. In part one, Representative Scott Krug going to join us from Wisconsin State Assembly District 72.
Very good.
Scott and I got to talk some redistricting, talk about a couple other things, and certainly talk baseball. That's how we like to wrap things up.
Lots of big baseball news today.
Yes. I'm talking with Scott about all of those things and plenty more. And we wrap up the week with our good friend Mary Schultz. We're going to talk folks. We're going to talk the Empty Bowls event coming up.
Oh, that is so cool. It's one of my favorite events every year.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Great action all weekend long on our sports dial. It's a puck night. It's a ball night each night here at WFHR and WIRI.
Woo.
Right here at WFHR, Wisconsin hockey versus Minnesota.
Oh, the rivalry.
Yes, the rivalry. 6:30, mm-hmm. Big Ten matchup right there. And then more hockey on WIRI is our River Kings take on the Minnesota Blue Ox right here in Rapids.
Yep.
We'll meet you down there, everybody. Us and a bunch of our staff are going to be down there to celebrate the Kings, get them ready for this game tonight.
Giving some stuff away.
Yeah, come on down and say hi. We'll meet you at the Southfield County Rec Center, and we'll show the Minnesota Blue Ox what home ice advantage is.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, 7 o'clock, Bucks versus Dallas. I almost said the Bucks versus Cowboys. Almost did it. Almost did it. Still in football mode.
He is.
This should be a good one. And the Bucks got to get things going here.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any concern yet. But you go 0-3 as a new coach, and mm-hmm. that could lead to that. And Dallas is winnable.
Yeah, it is winnable. They're not a pushover by any stretch. They're a good team. They got some good players, but. They should. You're right. They should be winning that game. So
we'll see how that plays out.
Yep.
You can hear it right here at WFHR. And then on River Kings playing on WIRI at 6:59, again with the Minnesota Blue Ox. Mark and Seth covering these two games for us. You know it's going to sound good with those guys. On Sunday, Badger men's basketball hosting Purdue. Ooh, Purdue has been up and down this year.
Yep.
And if you're Wisconsin coming out of that Nebraska loss, this is a way to get right and get right against one of the top teams, if not the number one team in college basketball.
Right. I did see before this week, the Badgers were number one in the Big Ten in the standings, but I think they've fallen a little bit. Mm. But you're right. If they can beat Purdue, that's a big one.
And we wrap up Sunday with Bucks basketball at 6:30 at Utah. Another get-right game from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. See how that one goes with Giannis, Dame, and the boys. That does mean, though, that game being at 6:30, there will be no Seth Faces the Music or Director's Cut this Sunday.
That is correct.
Be on the lookout for new episodes of both shows, though, starting the following week.
Yep.
We're looking forward to that. Got some great local stuff we want to touch on as well. Our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center are hosting an opening Meet the Artists kind of thing. This is going on now until I thought it was a continuing event.
Yeah, the exhibit is. Yeah,
the exhibit.
The
is.
Exhibit
I'm sorry,
is a
the meeting
event.
The artist was last night,
but
the exhibit is continuing.
Yep.
Everybody, check out that at the Cultural Center at 2651 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, you got some good stuff too.
We got a really cool event happening tonight at our Buckley Baldwin Post 2534 Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall with the VFW, of course, at 2711 Redden Road in Rapids from 6 to 8 tonight. They have an open house, so you can go check out, see what it's all about at the VFW. If you can't get a ride, that's okay. okay. They got a shuttle bus going from the Hotel Mead and Conference Center to the VFW Post. That's 6 to 8 tonight. So if you've ever wondered what's going on down there, they welcome you with open arms. Yeah. Go see what's happening at the VFW.
And Special Olympics Wisconsin has the Wisconsin Rapids Polar Plunge happening tomorrow starting at 9:30 at beautiful Anchor Bay Bar and Grill at 3460 North Beeren Drive. They're going to have live music, food and beverages, hot cocoa, merchandise, plenty of great stuff. Chili Bear going to be there. 9:30 to 11:30 will be registration and plunger check-in. The plunge will begin at noon. Be a part of this if you can. You can find out more by going to their Facebook page. Just type into your search bar, Special Olympics Wisconsin, or you can go to specialolympicswisconsin.org. Support this great event. Support our friends that are a part of this, and support Special Olympics.
Tomorrow, we have the Saturday Winter Farmers Market at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South from 9 to 1 p.m. They've got a lot of great vendors. Last week, they even had food truck in the parking lot, which was so cool. So come on down, see what food they've got, see what vendors they have. You can also check out their Facebook page. They have a list there of who's going to be there tomorrow. And come on down and support the farmers market at the Moravian Church. There's a lot of it's getting bigger and better every week. So
it is always hopping over there.
It is. Every time check it out. Past,
it's awesome. And the food truck, that was really cool to see last week.
That's awesome.
Big shout out to that. A couple of good stories I just wanted to touch on. An 11-year-old Florida girl was reported missing last Friday, but she's okay after a police dog found her hiding in a public bathroom and greeted her with a big slobbery kiss. It is on the video of the officers. It is a beautiful moment, not only a moment for us to give a shout out to the canine units and the police forces, but to this particular dog who is a good boy. It's a good boy. And another dog news, a woman in Milwaukee was frantic when her elderly dog, a 16-year-old Shih Tzu named Bear, went missing last week. But she got a text message letting her know he was okay, and he just went to the bar. Well, he's a Wisconsin dog, you know what I mean? He showed up at a popular drinking spot down the street called Fink's. A friend of a friend was there and sent the owner a photo. And the photo's great. A group of women were bar hopping and apparently found him outside. The bar says he was very, very popular.
I'll bet he was. Those dogs. You dog, you.
You dog, you. And, of course, our other good story of the day, all of you out there, thanks so much for calling in, joining us on the airwaves, whether you're just listening or you're calling in. We appreciate every single one of you.
Everything.
Have fun with all of our weekend events. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the weekend and all the great things we've got for you right here at Civic. Of course, we've got Jane coming up in just a little bit. Be sure to check her out and plenty more. And great shows this week, Seth. Nice work by you.
It was a good week, everybody.
Shout out to you and Mel. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.